Good morning. It's very cold, and I knew that it would be, so I put together a very short sermon so that no one loses any fingers or toes out here. But I just want to share a few thoughts on the passage that we just heard Father Taylor read from Mark's Gospel on Jesus' baptism. Today is a feast day in which we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. And so just a few thoughts. First is that the German reformer Martin Luther once said in a sermon, "To our eyes," he said, "baptism appears to be nothing more than ordinary water. The sacrament of Christ's body and blood, simple bread and wine like other bread and wine. And the sermon, hot air from a man's mouth. But we must not trust what our eyes see." There is much that our eyes see these days, isn't there? We haven't had to look too far or hard to find that our world and our lives are fragile and fleeting. I've never felt the longing for God to set things to rights quite like I have in this past year. And personally, I lost family. I lost my mother. Honestly, there have been moments, I would say, in which I felt like that I lost a bit of myself too. And that's the reality for all of us. We are fragile, we're broken, we're prone to lose ourselves, sometimes just for a moment, sometimes for long seasons of our lives. When I watched the news this past week, I was like many of you, I'm sure, heartbroken over the state of things, the state of not just our nation, but of our world and of the human condition. But after a few days of watching and listening and feeling those things, I began to remember this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. There's no one he doesn't love. And so with fresh eyes, I read about Jesus being baptized in the Jordan by John. And I saw that he came in a new way. He came in this kingdom way, full of humility and brimming with peace. In fact, in Mark's account of things, we're not even given what Jesus said. Instead, there's this voice that opens up and speaks from heaven and defines what is. And so we have this picture of Jesus without words entering into the water and then coming up out of the water to the vocal affirmation of God the Father and then to the physical manifestation of God the Spirit who descended on Jesus like a dove. And by those things, we know him to be Christ. Our Lord plunged into the waters of baptism, leading us, Jew and Gentile alike, out of the brokenness. He showed us a way that we could have never found on our own. After a week that grieves, deeply grieves our hearts, we end our week here at the font and at the table. And in the midst of pain and days in which we lament our world and we grieve what is broken and lost, it is breathtaking to me that God in his grace would still give you and would still give me this holy privilege to witness the baptism of the most precious of creation. And that he would still give us this holy table at which we feast together, together with Christ. That's grace. It's true, the world isn't becoming a kinder or safer place. And certainly there are places of beauty in this world, but where we find humanity is where we'll also find hostility and confusion and darkness. But what we celebrate here today, most especially the sacraments of Holy Eucharist and Holy Baptism, remind us that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. God loves this world that he made, and he loves the people in it, and love never fails. That's what we celebrate. That's why we celebrate today. It's why those of you came out here in the cold, because there's bigger things happening than the eyes can see. Pastor Eugene Peterson once wrote, 24 years ago, he wrote this. He said, "I encounter such constant and widespread lying about reality each day and meet with such skilled and systematic distortion of the truth that I'm always in danger of losing my grip on reality. But he said, the reality, of course, is that God is sovereign and Christ is Savior. The reality is that prayer is my mother tongue and the Eucharist my basic food. The reality is that baptism defines who I am. You are my beloved son, the voice said from heaven. With you I am well pleased. We share in this baptism moment with Jesus and in the pleasure of God with us. Anglican priest Tish Warren wrote in her book, Liturgy of the Ordinary, you may remember that if you've been with us for a few years. She said, we wake each morning as those who are baptized. We are united with Christ, and the approval of the Father is spoken over us. We are marked from our first waking moment by an identity that is given to us by grace. An identity that is deeper and more real than any other identity we will don that day. Maybe the first thing that we should do when we wake up in the morning, first thing we could do is go to the sink and turn on the water, let it get warm, and run our hands beneath it to remember who we are and to remember that though this world is fragile and fleeting, that Jesus has overcome. Maybe we should run our hands beneath the water to remember that we are beloved children of God. And then maybe we can let that remembrance settle in from our minds down into our hearts and set our course for the day. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us a new identity in your Son, for allowing us to share in his baptism and to share in your great love. And God, I pray that you'd help us to remember each day who we are and to live lives of faithfulness and beauty to the honor and the glory of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.